with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Friday, April 26th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday was the first day of the Drake Relays in Des Moines, the 114th running of the Drake Relays, and a few Plymouth County athletes were able to get their day started competing at the Blue Oval. We'll start in the field events, where at the discus throw on the boys' side, a couple of Plymouth County athletes were able to compete, including Mitchell Schnepp of MMCRU, making history as the first Royal to qualify for the Drake Relays. Schnepp finished 24th in the boys' discus field with a mark of 142 feet 3 inches and unable to qualify for the finals. Qualifying for the finals, though, was Akron Westfield's Ian Blau. He just snuck in the preliminary round. He finished in ninth there, but he was able to improve his throw with his finals set, reaching 76 feet 6 inches, and finishing in a sixth place spot in the finals of the boys' discus throw. The winning throw came from Pella's Hanson King at 186 feet 7 inches, so Ian Blau coming about 10 feet short of that, finishing in sixth in the boys' discus throw in Des Moines. Also competing yesterday, the girls' shot put event that featured Hinton's Lauren Kunkel, who came in as the last shot put thrower to qualify for the Drake Relay. She was actually the 25th best distance in the state this season, which normally would keep her out of the Drake Relays, but one thrower ahead of her did not compete at Drake, ergo allowing Kunkel to make it in. So high hopes were not there seeding wise for Lauren Kunkel, but we knew what she was capable of. She ends up reaching the finals as the 24th seed of 24 throwers. She finishes in 8th place officially in the girls' shot put with a best throw of 38 feet 7 and 3 quarters of an inch, showing why she deserved to be there regardless of the seeding that she was handed. Charlie Morton of Hampton Dumont Cal was the champion at 41 feet 4 inches. In the girls' shot put yesterday. More Drake Relays action continuing all throughout the day. We'll get you caught up on that here in just a minute. We'll stay in track and field, where we had a team competing in a meet of their own alongside the Drake Relays, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley track team. They were competing down in Mapleton yesterday at the meet hosted by MVAOCOU. Let's take a look at the individual highlights first. On the girls' side, a champion in the 100-meter dash, that'd be Julia Miletic. She comes in with a time of 12.57 seconds. No other individual girls champions. However, the Panthers did get a couple of relay titles. The sprint medley team of Lexi Gilbert, Miletic, Peyton Trapp, and Natalie Schlanger, they finish in a time of 156.61 in the sprint medley to claim the title. And the Panthers also winners in the shuttle hurdles. Rain Wright, Charity Linden, Brianna Lux, and Riley Anderson winning that event, a time of 116.64. On the boys' side, the Panther boys had just one champion in an event. That'd be Wyatt Husingay in the discus throw, 143 feet 11 inches, as he claims the title there. Some near winners from the MVAOCOU meet. In the boys' 200-meter dash, Eric McGill, a second-place finish. Natalie Schlanger came up second in the 200-meter dash on the girls' side. 400-meter hurdles for the girls, it'd be Peyton Trapp finishing in second place there. Rachel Putzi finishes second in the 1,500-meter and the 3,000-meter run. Devin Metcalf brought home a third-place finish on the boys' 3,200-meter run list. Girls' discus throw, how about Ellie Hansen, a freshman, bringing home second place, a best mark of 95 feet 5 inches. And finally, in the girls' long jump, it was Lexi Gilbert in second at 15 feet 8 inches. To the team standings on the girls' side, Cherokee ended up winning the meet with 143 points. They were going back and forth with KBWCRV all night. The Panthers end up finishing second by 9 points to the Braves with 134 points. Dennison Schleswig brought home third. On the boys' side of the meet, it was MVAOCOU winning their home meet with 118 points, 4 better than Cherokee, and then just 6 better than third place Lawton Bronson. Really tight run to the finish there. KPWCRV brought home a 6th place finish. The Panthers scored 72 points as a team. We go now to some golf from yesterday as the War Eagle Conference golf schedule got going and heated up a little bit more. In War Eagle Conference girls golf, it was Galing Catholic defeating Harris Lake Park 213-247, a medalist finish for Rizaya Sitzman, shooting a 52 for the Jays in the win. Hinton defeated South O'Brien 209-239. Ashlyn Kramer brought home a 49 to lead the way for the Blackhawks as medalist in the meet. MMCRU, a 224-250 winner over George Little Rock. Ella Draper was your medalist for the Royals, shot a 52. And Hartley Melvin Sanborn defeated West Sioux 221-225. In boys golf yesterday in the War Eagle Conference, it was Galen Catholic picking up a nice bounce back win over Harris Lake Park, 174-191. Dawson Barthel on a nice roll for the Jays. He medals once again with a 39. South O'Brien defeated Hinton yesterday, a tight one there, 194-198. It was Caden Barrett, though, that medaled for the Blackhawks, shooting a 44. The MMCRU boys also took a tough loss to George Little Rock last night, 175-178, but again, they had the individual medalist as well. Camden Bork shot a 42 to lead the way individually. And then finally in boys golf in the War Eagle Conference, West Sioux was a winner over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 175-184. Also some extraneous scores from the area. Soccer and tennis around the MRAC. Girls soccer saw Sioux City East blank Sioux City West 2-0. Boys soccer, Sioux City North, a 2-1 winner over 10th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton in penalty kicks. Top-ranked Lewis Central, 7-0 winner over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. And Sioux City East won in penalty kicks over Sioux City West 3-2. Girls tennis, it was Norfolk of Nebraska defeating Sergeant Bluff Luton by the final score of 5-4. Sioux City North blank Sioux City West in girls tennis. And in boys tennis, Bishop Heelan beats Sioux City North by a score of 7-2. This information, of course, is always on our website at KLEM1410.com under our sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. We'll take a brief step out of the in-season sports and get you caught up on some rule changes that will go into effect for the next high school wrestling season. Yes, the National Federation of High School Sports have made some changes for high school wrestling. One of those, the main change anyway, as far as kind of game match management and things like that, the one point of contact rule will now be effect for determining wrestlers that are inbound. Previously, high school wrestlers were considered to be inbounds inside the ring, so to speak, if a total of two supporting points of either wrestler were inside or on the boundary line. The two supporting points, of course, could be 2 points of one wrestler, two legs or two hands, things like that, or one supporting point of each wrestler inside or on the boundary line. However, now that has been relaxed. Only 1 point of contact inside the ring is necessary for a wrestler to be inbound. So that is the big fundamental change of match management. The other big change is some changes to scoring. The big change there is that the three-point takedown that has become so popular in the college ranks, well, that is now coming to Iowa high school wrestling and high school wrestling across the country. So no more two yelling at high school meets. You got to yell three now for takedowns. Again, 3 points for a takedown. And also near fall points will be changed. 2 points will still be awarded when near fall criteria is held for 2 seconds, 3 points for 3 seconds, and now 4-point near falls are a possibility for 4 seconds of meeting near fall criteria. That is a couple of major fundamental change that are being in effect for Iowa high school and high school wrestling across the country. But again, the 1 point of contact rule, the new change for deeming a wrestler inbounds, a 3-point takedown, and now we can have up to 4 near fall points in high school wrestling. Again, those changes coming out yesterday from the National Federation of High School Sports. We'll get back into season here as we take a look at some postseason assignments brought to us from the Iowa High School Athletic Association yesterday. This coming in the sport of tennis, where the Lamar's Community Boys tennis team now knows their fate. Starting in District 6, singles and doubles, where the tournaments will be held on Wednesday, May 8th. Lamar's community will be heading up to Spencer at the district meet hosted by the Tigers. They'll competing against some singles and doubles students from Bishop Heelan, Cherokee, Estherville, Lincoln Central, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Spencer, Spirit Lake, Okoboji, as well as Webster City in that district, and singles and doubles tournament there. The substates have been also released for the team portion of the postseason tournament. The first and second round of the substate tournaments are Saturday, May 11. Now, these do not have the brackets. The brackets will be released next week on May 3rd, but the Bulldogs do know their substate. The Bulldogs are in substate number one. They will face off against some teams like Bishop Heelan, Cherokee, Estherville, Lincoln Central, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Spencer, Spirit Lake, Okoboji, as well as Storm Lake in that substate. Again, they'll know who they're playing specifically coming up next week on May 3rd when the association releases that information. Again, that came out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Let's take a look now at our sports schedule for today, and this will be met with a big disclaimer. Of course, some storms are expected around the Midwest, kind of in this tri-state area today, so big disclaimer as to whether or not any of these sporting events do take place. We'll start with the Drake Relays schedule, where it is supposed to be a jam-packed day at the Drake Relays. Let's hope we can get all these in. Starting right away this morning in the girls' 100-meter hurdles, Bailey Bouvey and Claire Schrader from Hinton and Remsen St. Mary's, respectively, will be competing down at the Blue Oval. Starting alongside them at the same time, some field events, the girls' long jump, Lamar's Community's Kenzie Nias, and Hinton's Lauren Kunkel will be in the discus there. Kunkel in the discus, Nias in the long jump. Then, starting after the girls are done with the hurdles, the boys' 110-meter hurdles will feature Bo Goodwin of KPW-CRV and Cole McCarty of Galen Catholic. Further down the schedule, in the boys' shot put, it'll be Akron Westfield's Ian Blau. He'll be trying to better his sixth place finish in the discus yesterday. Boys high jump, Wan Ding Hosniang and Bo Goodwin of Lamar's and KPW-CRV respectively will be competing in the high jump. And then to round out the day at the Drake Relays, it'll be Lamar's Community's girls 4x200-meter relay team of Aubrey Lusing, Stella Hector, Maddie Holes, and Sienna Cass competing at the Drake Relays. Again, that all happening at Drake Stadium today. Of course, weather permitting. The rest of the sports schedule today in girls tennis, Lamar's Community is scheduled to head down to Council Bluffs for a double duel with Thomas Jefferson and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln as well. Boys tennis, the Bulldogs will be hosting the Thomas Jefferson and Abe Lincoln boys tennis teams. Sergeant Bluff Luton's also part of that as well, so each team will play each other in that matchup there. Track and field today, big meet in Correctionville at River Valley, Galen Catholic, Hinton and KPW-CRV in attendance. Akron Westfield's at the Boyden Hole Rock Valley Nighthawk Relays, and MMCRU is hosting their Royal Co-Ed Relays. They are also hosting Remsen St. Mary's as an area team there. Golf today in the Wargo Conference, Galen Catholic's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, Remsen St. Mary's is at West Sioux. Girls soccer today in the Missouri River Conference, Lamar's is at West Sioux, Underwood is at Bishop Heelan, Sioux City North's at Spirit Lake Park Okoboji, MOC Floyd Valley's at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Boys soccer in the MRAC, West Sioux comes to Jim Lorenzen Field to take on Lamar's. That's a very good ranked West Sioux squad. Bishop Heelan is at Spencer, Sergeant Bluff Luton at MOC Floyd Valley, and Southeast Polk is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. For more sports news, check out our website, and that's KLEM1410.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.